Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, wife. In all things tonight, we bless you, Father. We pray that you anoint your word tonight. You declare that your word will not go out and return unto you void, but that it will go forth and accomplish that which it is sent to do. And so we trust you tonight that every word that is spoken will be spoken by the unction, the authority, and the direction of the Holy Spirit, Father. We bless you tonight. We thank you for all things. I truly thank you, Father. I can only express that in words and with accolades of worship, with a voice that is ecstatic for all you have done. So I simply say, I thank you. I bless you for all things. I praise you, Father, for you're more than good to us. We don't take it for granted. We simply thank you. We bless you. We praise you for all things in the mighty name of your sure Messiah. We bless you forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. What a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh. It's good to come into his house, to exalt him and to lift him up, to worship him. And it ought to be a spirit of thanksgiving in the hearts of the people of Yahweh for all that he has done. As he watches over us with his tender care, the old saints would say that, with his tender care, his tender love and his tender mercies toward us. In the midst of all of our depravities and our sins, whereby we really do not even think of him or consider him, yet he watches over us for his name's sake, that his name will be honored, exalted, and that men shall know the mighty name of Yahweh, not the name of the Lord God, Jesus of Jesus. It is Yahweh, the mighty one. And in the power of that name you find every title and every hope for man. He is the Yahshak, the salvation. He is the Yahshua of man. And he has sent unto us a hope that nothing in the world can defy it. Man has tried to discredit it. They have tried to reason it and point out the historical value. But this goes beyond a historical value. It goes far beyond that. It is the saving power of the one that created all things. And in only in that name of Yahweh do you find the self-existing one that created all things. No other name will give you that anointing. And no other name whereby is there salvation under the heavens given unto us, whereby in that name there is salvation, there is hope for man. No other name. We can find all kinds of remedies in religion. Religion is a fad. It only lasts for a while. It doesn't satisfy. It doesn't soothe the soul. We only find hope and comfort in the word of Yahweh. Now, I do want to express tonight the comforting of Yahweh. I know there are times that we think his comforting is totally different than what Scripture says. I want to go to Scripture and find out what Scripture says concerning Yahweh's comforting. And this is a generation that needs his comforting. We need to be comforted by Yahweh. You believe that? I do too. And so if we need that comforting, we need to find out what is the strength of his comfort. And where does his comfort come from? Where does the comfort of Yahweh, where does it come from? We must find that out. I want to begin in the Psalms of David, the 23rd Psalms. Everyone knows that by heart. It was something that was taught to us for our Easter verses. In our pagan traditions, in our rituals. Yet it never had any strength in the hearts of those that learned it. It never produced any fruit. And it is one thing that is certain, when the word of Yahweh doesn't produce fruit, it is because there is no lively hope, or you cannot find the life of the hope in that word. And when there is no fruit that comes forth from us, the word is not a living, viable thing in our hearts. It's just something we've heard. We pass it on, or it goes in one ear and out the other. But the word of Yahweh becomes very viable, and it becomes alive in our souls. It begins to produce fruits. It brings about a radical change in a man's life. It transforms him into the image of his dear son. We can be transformed into that image, brothers and sisters, not into the image of flesh. Because the image and the workings of flesh are very deceitful and corrupt. It deceives your heart. It draws you into bondage and deception. You don't even know which way you're going. That's how dark flesh is. It must be governed. It must be ruled by Yahweh's authority. It must be corrected. It must be reproved. It must be admonished. Flesh must, it must have that governing power over it. I was listening one day, and many of you all probably never heard of the man. His name was Tom Landry. He was the coach of the Dallas Cowboys for almost three decades, winning his coach ever in the history of the franchise. And he made a statement many years ago. He said, I want to tell you something, that winning or losing is not always the most negative thing. Well, the people couldn't understand that. He said, I tell you what, after the team lose a game, he said, it is easier to talk to them. They listen more attentively. They watch things more carefully. They pay attention to assignment. And so what winning does, what losing does, it begins to generate the attitude toward the things that are most important. Now that is what Yahweh does when He corrects us in our sins. He shows us our sins and our shortcomings, that we may come forth, or we may generate the strength that is needed in this hour to walk against the opposition of our soul. So it is good that He reveals unto us those things that are not appropriate and that are not right in our lives. Only a fool rejects that. He despises that. Now, a fool will despise those things. A man that has some wisdom, he receives that. He doesn't continue to walk in the same way that he walked in. A fool rejects that and says, I will not receive what he says. I want to begin reading in Psalms 23. David said, first of all, Yahweh is my shepherd. He is my watchful one. What a profound thing that Yahweh watches for us. He watches for our souls. He guides us by His direction. That is why He sent us another comforter, the Spirit. And it, first of all, it begins to judge every intent of our hearts. It shows us all of our sins. It shows us those things that are not proper, and those things that will cause us to deny the power of faith. We began to turn away from the word that brings faith. And the Spirit of Yahweh can never speak unless it hears what the word says. And it speaks accordingly. It does not come and preach another message. It preaches the message that is already established. It does not bring another message. It just gives strength to the message that is already preached. And so David was assured that Yahweh was his shepherd, his watchful one. And that is what a shepherd does. A shepherd watches for the wolves and for all kinds of strange things that would destroy the sheepfold. And so here it is, Yahweh is our shepherd. He said, because of that, I shall not want anything. I'm not terrified. Oh, there are fears that enter our hearts. And I believe that Yahweh has put that in every man, that he will know the fear of Yahweh. And he said, because he is my shepherd, there's nothing that I want. There's no need. Why? He says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He brings me to those places whereby there's plenty for my soul. He causes me to eat those things that will satisfy my soul. And because of that, there is nothing that I need. What do we need but a vision of the kingdom? That is all we need, saints, is a vision of the kingdom.
we began to get our hearts clean and pure, we began to envision this eternal kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. Because our hearts are not content and they're satisfied with the weekly beggary elements of this life, we can never see the profound power of the kingdom. Yahweh is your shepherd. What should you want? What is it that we want? If he's truly your shepherd, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He brings me to that quiet place where I can hear him speak to me. His voice is clear. There's a comfort. And I know that it is him. Now, I know that this was relevant for David, but it is very pertinent for us in this hour. Unless he is our shepherd, our watchful one, then we have no leadings at all. We're not being led by him. He restoreth my soul. He brings life to my soul. That's what he does. We were all dead in trespasses and sin. Yahweh began to restore our souls. Everything that the canker had consumed and all the walls that were broken down, he began to restore. He began to bring life to the inward part, whereby we can praise him and bless him. We can thank him. Now, when you have no energy or no viability to do that unto Yahweh, something is missing. Your soul needs to be restored. It needs to be restored. He leadeth me beside the path of righteousness. The path of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. He cannot lead us wrong. He will not allow us to be led wrong. Yahweh will not. And any man that truly leads his people wrong, he will remove that dark thing from the midst of his house. And so Yahweh will lead us into the path of righteousness. Why? Because he is righteous. And if he leads us into the path of sin and error, then he is not righteous. Now, if we walk in the path of corruption and sin, now who is leading us? Who is leading us? If he leads us in the path of righteousness, and if we walk in such sedition and sin and corruption, then who is leading you? We don't want to answer that, but you know who's leading you. It is certainly not the shepherd. Because he leads us into the paths of righteousness. Why? Because his name is a righteous name. His name is an honorable name. His name is a mighty name. And so he cannot lead us into the paths of unrighteousness. He leads us down a path of righteousness for the sake of his name. For his name must be honored. The Father's name must be honored. Not the Lord God, but the Father's name must be honored. And you must honor the Father's name. Why? Because the sake of his righteousness, or his righteousness, is honored in his name. And everything about him is in the name, saints. Everything. His laws, his righteousness, his love, his purity, you find that in his name. For there is no other like him. This name is a righteous name. Now this is what I want to get to, verse 4. David said, I want to tell you, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not shadows now. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is an imminent reality. And it must happen. Because the word of Yahweh say it is an appointment. And David said, all these things, although I walk through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, he said, there's one thing for sure, I will fear no evil. Now why and how can we, as we sense death and the shadow of death all around us, and yet that is one thing that every man fears, death. And David said, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he knew that Yahweh was his shepherd. And even as he led him into the paths of righteousness, even through the corridor of death, he shall lead him. He said, I will fear no evil. Why? For I know one thing, for thou art with me. Now, how do you know that he's with you? David tells us here, thy rod and thy staff do comfort me. Now, I want to express a little on that tonight, the rod and the staff of Yahweh. He said, your rod and thy staff do comfort me. In the midst of death, yet comforted by the rod, by the authority and the might of His power, to express His authority and His fatherly authority upon His house. And His staff is His scepter. It is the strength and the might of His authority. And His scepter is based upon one thing. Either we must know the strength of the scepter of Yahweh, or we don't know it. He said He will lead us into the paths of righteousness for His namesake. So His name is a righteous name. And His scepter is not something that is false. It is the emblem, or it is the power of His authority. Either He has authority in us, or He doesn't. Either He rules in our lives, or He doesn't. And our comfort is the rod and the staff of Almighty Yahweh. He has always used His wrath and His rod and His scepter or His staff to comfort His people. I want to read this. The scripture says in Psalms 119 verse 150. I want you to turn with me there. Quite a few scriptures I want to read. David said in Psalms 119 verse 50. He said, "This is my comfort. This is my assurance." He said, "This is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened or restored me." It is the word of Yahweh that gives me hope. We know that many are the afflictions of the righteous of Yahweh. But our shepherd delivers us out of them all. He doesn't allow us to perish with the wicked. And yet the comfort of Yahweh is in the hope of His word. And the word was made flesh. And unless we consider Messiah and what things He endured in the midst of wicked sinners that contradict Yahweh, then you're going to become very weary. You're going to begin to faint in your heart and your spirit, and you will not endure the test that is set before us. It is the word of Yahweh that gives us strength, that gives us life. It is the power of His truth and His word, His laws and His commandments are what ought to rule and govern our lives. You cannot walk according to your will. You cannot do things according to your thoughts or what you believe is right. He has a righteous way. He has a right way. And it doesn't seem right to the flesh, the ways of Yahweh. They are opposed to the flesh because it will give no comfort to the flesh. It gives us security in our hope. And that is why His rod, His authority, and His staff, it is the emblem of His power and authority whereby He works and operates in. And He is going to use His rod too. He's going to show you that He is the Father. And if He doesn't use His rod, then He is not your Father. He must use His rod. If He doesn't use His rod, He is not our Father. He must show us that He is the supreme authority and power. This is a very rebellious and wicked generation. It will not adhere or obey any authority or any laws at all. Man walked in his preconceived notions that he is right, yet he is self-righteous. He walks according to his own laws, and there are no laws at all because they are wicked laws. They're not based upon the principles and the truths of Yahweh. And when a man walks in the comfort of Yahweh, the word of Yahweh will quicken his soul and bring him alive. When he hears the hope of the word, it causes his soul to come alive. And when a man doesn't walk by his truth or his power, nothing you speak to him will cause his soul to come alive. And that's why this is a generation that is dead, twice dead, is plucked up from the root. It has no auction or authority. It has no praises unto Yahweh. It has no rejoicing in their hearts. Why? Because the word of Yahweh doesn't quicken them. It is not their comfort. People are comforted by some frivolous, foolish thing. Walmart is what comforts folks today. The thrift store. They get comforted by going in places like that. They're comforted by spending a dollar. But yet the word of Yahweh doesn't comfort their soul. In the midst of their affliction, there is no plan. They don't pray. They don't seek Yahweh. They seek something to satisfy the flesh. That's what they're looking for. And yet David said that, he said, "My comfort in my affliction, For your word makes me alive, but it quickens the hope that is down in my soul. And yet when we are afflicted, we don't want to hear no one to speak to us the truth of Yahweh. We don't want no one to deal with our sins and the things that are corrupt in us to show us those things that are not right. And yet in the midst of that, it is the law of the authority of Yahweh to show us in that there is where your comfort is, because you don't want to die in your sins. You don't want to die in your corruption. And this must be understood in this generation. This trash, what they call preaching today, they are doing nothing but feeding the flesh. They're not feeding the soul. The soul is not being quickened. It's not being made alive. That was the spirit of Yahweh that he breathed in man to make him a living soul. He breathed breath into him. A man became a living soul. And so we need this word of hope that in our hearts, that we may be comforted in afflictions, trials, regardless of what it is. Man is not comforted by those things today. He's comforted by natural things and carnal things. Those are the things that comfort men today. A Walmart or a Kmart or a flea mart. Those are the things. Their souls get excited about that. It breathes life in them. They become animated. And yet the things of Yahweh never brings about any animation at all. Something is drastically wrong with this generation. When those kinds of things animate one's soul, they become so energized, and they can go forth for hours and be taken by the spirit of this trivial world, and the word of Yahweh doesn't cause a reviving in their soul, something is wrong. His word is what corrects us and brings us to the avenue of righteousness. It brings us to that scepter whereby we know that his authority is genuine. If he is the true shepherd, saints, then he is going to administer in our lives the things that are needed for our lives. He's not going to leave that to you. When he leaves things to us, we make a mess of everything. We corrupt everything we lay our hands on. He's not going to leave that to us, saints. Not at all. That's why Messiah said, I can't leave you comfortless. I will pray to the Father, and he will send you another comforter that shall abide with you forever. And the Spirit of Yahweh doesn't allow you to do things according to your own will. It brings the government of Yahweh into our hearts. Because the laws are spiritual. And then we can walk according to the laws of Yahweh. And do what he commands us to do. So in the midst of our affliction, he comforts us. And his word is what quickens us. Or the word of Yahweh will restore us and give us the hope. It is the prophetic word of the prophets, the laws of Moshe, that will give us a hope in the word of Yahweh. Why? Because Messiah did not come to destroy it. He did not come to destroy one word of the prophets, of the laws, that one thing at all. He came to make sure that they were fulfilled. And those words must be fulfilled in us, brothers and sisters. Psalms 119:52 down to verse 2 from there, it says this. Look at this. One thing that we don't even think about. David said, I remember thy judgments of old. We never think about Sodom and Gomorrah. We never think about what Yahweh has done. He said, O Yahweh, and have comforted myself. He said, I found comfort in knowing your judgments. Why? Because his judgments are true, just, they're righteous. We don't think about the judgments of Yahweh as our comfort. We're not comforted in the judgment of Yahweh. Why? Because it reveals those things to us that are not appropriate in our lives. And we don't want him to do that. We want him to speak things to us that are rosy. And tell us things that give our flesh some kind of strength. He doesn't want your flesh to have strength. He wants it destroyed. Because it is enmity against him. He don't want your flesh rising up against him. He wants it brought low. It will not rise up. And so David said, in the midst of my great troubles and afflictions, I remember your judgments. I remember how you judge the wicked. And I remember how you judge the righteous. And he said, I know that if I obey your laws and your righteousness, I can find comfort in the judgment of Yahweh. We don't find comfort in that. We find hostility, anger, resentment. We don't want your way to judge us. We ought to remember the judgments of old, what he did, and how he judged his people when they rebelled, when they rejected him, And we are the people of Yahweh. We rebel against Him. We reject His laws. We have disdained for what things He instructs us in. We forget them as soon as we hear them. We look into the perfect law of liberty, and then we turn our back and forget what He has spoken unto us. In the midst of His judgment, we go to find comfort. His rod and His staff, they do comfort us. And no one can judge or bring judgment like Yahweh. He has the authority to bring judgment. And His judgment brings changes in a man's life. When a man is truly judged of Yahweh, will bring changes. When a man and a fool rejects the judgment of Yahweh, he shall die. And that's why many die. That's why there is no spiritual life in them. That's why there is no unction in them, because they reject Yahweh's judgment. And we cannot reject the judgment of Yahweh, saints. We must find comfort in His judgment. When He judges our hearts, we ought to find comfort there. For in that judgment is our hope. It is our security. It is the life of our souls. When He judges us. Now you judge yourself and see how you respond when Yahweh judges you. And see how your heart rejects His judgment. My brothers and sisters, I say to us, it is high time, as the old saints would say, that we get our hearts sincere. That we began to press and set our affection truly upon the things that are above. And not on the things that are sensual and earthly. For the mind of man is set on the sensual things. And these things are going to be dissolved. We need to set our affection, a true affection, upon those things that are eternal and above. They are above the carnal mind and the fleshly thinking. And you will never venture into that spiritual realm as long as you are taken by this flesh and trying to satisfy this flesh all the time. You will never find that place. And that's why most men never find it. Because they're looking for some kind of comfort and solace for their flesh, and they're not trying to please the Father. He has given us instructions how to please Him. And we must please Him. We must. Messiah pleased not Himself. He pleased the Father in everything He did. We are the begotten of Yahweh. You think we're going to please Him some other way? He committed all to Him. And we think we're going to commit partial to Him? We are deceiving ourselves, brothers and sisters. He wants all. He wants our body. He wants our bodies presented unto Him. A sacrifice, an offering for His service. Not for your service, but for His service. We must begin to remember the judgments of Yahweh. And in that you can comfort yourself. He says in the 76th verse of the same chapter, David said, "Let, I pray thee," as he speaks unto Yahweh, he said, "thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant." The merciful kindness of Yahweh, the love forgiveness of Yahweh ought to be a comfort to us. We sin against Him egregiously. And yet our minds never think about the sins that we sin against Him. And yet His merciful, His mercies are renewed every day. And His kindness, His love kindness toward us ought to be a comfort. That yet there are many that die in their sins and their corruption. And Yahweh grant unto you merciful kindness. Kind to you. And yet we don't deserve His kindness. He is merciful unto us. And there by the thousands every day, every hour, they die. They go down into the darkness of hell. And yet Yahweh says, "My merciful kindness," that ought to be comfort to your heart. Just to know that He is merciful. Just to know that He is kind to you. You sin. Yet in the midst of that sin, His mercies redeem your soul. In the midst of that sin and your corruption, He was kind to you. That ought to comfort our hearts today, saints. That is the thing that ought to comfort us. Not something that satisfies our flesh. It goes into our bellies, it passes out of the drought, and it's only for a moment that we find some kind of satisfaction in it. And yet the merciful kindness of Yahweh, they are eternal comforts. And they will comfort us. That's why we can walk yet through the midst of a shadow of death. And we don't have to fear any evil. His rod, His scepter, His staff, His authority. And His authority is that His word is sure. That's the power of His authority. And He won't take one word back. He won't change one thing. Now that's the scepter there. That's the authority of His rod or His ruling power is that His word, He said, won't take one word back. And yet every word David found comfort in the word of Yahweh. He found comfort in his affliction because the word tells us, gives us assurance of our Father. Why? Because He is the watchman. He watches over us. And He gave us a hope in the assurance of Messiah. That He came to show us and to give us validity of whom Yahweh is and whom He was. That is what He did. Man was serving all kinds of gods. He had every kind of spiritual type of worship. Yet he did not know the mighty Creator and the one that created the gods that they were worshiping. And He set this body of clay in His very power, His authority, His might to give us an eternal hope that we can take comfort in the word, saints. We can take comfort in affliction. We ought to take comfort in correction. We despise those things that brings the anointing of Yahweh. We don't want that. There's one thing about comfort. It gives you that assurance. You began to relax. Man sits in a comfortable chair. It takes away certain aches or certain little pains in his body. That is what it does. And so it is in the word of Yahweh that we can cast out those things out of our minds and our spirits that cause us to rebel against the Father and go contrary to what He commands us. His judgment is our strength of comfort. His rod, His staff is our strength of comfort. His word is our hope of comfort, saints. Nothing else. He's not going to change that. If He changed that, then He has no sure scepter. His scepter is not sure. He can't change His word. His word is everlasting and eternal. He can't change His laws. He can't change His name midway in the stream of things. We have been ignorant to many things, but He can't change like that. He is Yahweh Almighty and He never changes. He doesn't need to change, for He is who He is. He is the mighty one, the Creator, the self-existent one. He needed no other help to exist. He exists by Himself. Even if we don't exist, He still exists. He is the mighty one. And that is what He's trying to express unto you, what He's trying to say, even though you're in affliction, what can the world do to comfort you? Everything in the world I own, I am the mighty one of all creation. What can the world really do to you to comfort you? Can it comfort you in death? Can it overshadow death? Only Yahweh can overshadow death. Because Messiah overshadowed death. He went down and showed death you have no power. You can't corrupt my body. There is no corruption there. And there shall be no corruption to the body. So only Yahweh can overshadow death. He can only do that. So in the midst of death, we ought to have comfort. Even in the midst of the shadow, we ought to have comfort. Why? Because precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of His saint. That is our comfort because we know it's precious to Him. And our hope is that there is, because His word and the word flesh says that there's a hope for the saints. There's a resurrection. We shall rise again. The dead and Messiah shall rise first. And those that are alive and remain shall be caught up into the kingdom. He can't go back on that. If He goes back on that, then we have no hope at all. None whatsoever. So the things that we're looking for comfort in, they don't bring the comfort. They really don't. We need the rod of Yahweh. We need the scepter, the staff of Yahweh. To comfort us. And when the Spirit, the Kudush Ruah comes, it does not dismantle the rod and the staff, the laws and the commands and the structure of Yahweh. It enforces it. Now we began to rebel against cause a breach in our spirits. We find ourselves going contrary to what the Word says. But our comfort is not going to come by what the world is offering today. You're looking for comfort that way, you're not going to have comfort. You're going to have miseries. And your hope is going to be a shallow hope. We need the comfort of the Father. When you realize what His judgment is and the judgment that's coming upon this earth, you better find comfort in that. When you realize the victories of Yahweh that He's going to pour out upon this wicked earth because of the wickedness, you ought to thank Yahweh for judgment. Judge me, Yahweh. Why? Because you want His correction. You don't want Him to cast you away. Correct me in your judgment. Because you don't want Him to bring you to nothing. You find comfort when He corrects you. We ought to. And yet we find discomfort. Become very hardened. Dissatisfied with Him. Because He judges us. You tell me He is the shepherd? He's the one that has the rod and the staff. And we reject His correction? Something is wrong with us, brothers and sisters. We need to know what the Word of Yahweh says. And the only way we're going to do that, we're going to find hope in the Word of Yahweh. David declares in Psalms 89:31. I want to show us something here. Yahweh is not going back on anything. Messiah declared unto the power of hell, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. You can say what you want to the Torah, the Tanakh. That is the Word of Yahweh. As the new covenant is as well. Because if it has no witness of what's in the old, it has no validity at all. Because everything that Messiah came to do was based upon the law and the prophets. And everything that Shaul and Kephar and Yochanan, what they wrote and what they spoke, was according to the law of the prophets and the laws of Moshe. And so what they wrote in the new covenant is not contrary to the old. It is a witness that truth is profound. They did not write something that was differently. Yahweh is still the comfort. His rod and His staff is still the comfort. And when the Spirit of Yahweh comes, it doesn't lead us down a crooked error path. It leads us into all truth. And that's what a rod does. It brings forth truth. It shows you the corruption of your heart and things that are in you that are not right. That's what the rod does. Of course, we despise the rod. David says in Psalms 89 verse 31, Scripture says, if they break my statutes, and this is your way, He said, if you break my statutes and keep not my commandments, He said, then I will visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. What He said, I'm going to bring the rod of judgment upon you. And I'm going to visit your sins with the rod. And I will show you that I am in authority and I am the Supreme One. And so I will bring my rod upon you and I will correct you. I will show you that my government and my laws are not based upon you, but they're based upon me. His laws are not based upon you. They're based upon Him and who He is. Not based upon what you are. They're based upon whom He is and what He is and what He has done. Because we haven't done nothing. We haven't done a thing, saints. Not at all. He's given us a measure of faith. That we believe what He says by faith. That's how we do it, by faith. By faith. We simply have faith to believe that He is true. His word is pure. And so when we began to forget His statutes and His commandments, He said, I'm going to visit you with my rod. Now what do we do when He visits us with His rod? We began to reject that. I believe, saints, that all scriptures given by Yahweh's inspiration. I don't believe it was given by man's corrupt heart, his own inspiration. And His word is profitable for doctrine. It is profitable for reproof and for correction. Now that is what the word of Yahweh, that is what scripture is. It is profitable unto you to establish the doctrine of truth in your heart. It's profitable to reprove you, to actually scold you, and to show you your sins and your corruption. That's what reproof is. It is actually to show you you. It is intended, you can say what you want, it is intended to make known what your sins are and what you are doing. It is to openly make known what you're doing. And that is what Scripture is for. That is what Scripture is for. It is not to hide your sins. It is not to hide our corruption. It is not for that. And all Scripture is profitable. We need to be disciplined. What do you think doctrine is? It is a way of discipline. Doctrine disciplines us. It's a law. It governs us. And we need that, brothers and sisters. I said above all, we need that in this hour, I'm telling you. Our doctrine, the disciplines of our hearts have corrupted us more than anything. That's why we can walk in corruption, don't even realize we're corrupt. We can do things without any fear of impunity. And that's a judgment that is coming. And the judgment of Yahweh is true. It is not based upon man's precepts and concepts. It's based upon whom he is. And what he says, he means it. And he knows he has given us the power to do all things that he commands us to do. He's given us his spirit. So he has not left us alone. And these things we can do. We can do it. We can. Not because we can. It's because we don't want to. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 13. The rod of Yahweh. Men will not receive this as a comforting thing. Proverbs 10:13. Proverbs 10:13. It says, "In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found." When you find a man that has understanding, you will find wisdom in that man's lip. He said, "But the rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding." That lacks the spiritual sense of Yahweh. Now, when a man lacks that sense or that spiritual knowledge, it is because the man has not been comforted by the rod of Yahweh. It's one thing that a rod ought to do. It ought to comfort us. It ought to make us aware of the things that we have done, that we don't do those things again. It was one thing that when my mother would take the physical rod and put on me, it would cause me to remember those things, even the past things that I did. And so in order for me to escape the rod, it causes me to correct some of my ways and the way I did things. Now that is why Yahweh sends his rod upon our backs. Because we will not open our hearts to the knowledge and truth of Yahweh. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask Yahweh, who gives unto every man liberally and upbraideth not. If a man's heart, true intent, is to walk for him and according to his will, he will ask for the wisdom of Yahweh. How do I obey you? How do I walk in your statutes and your law? Now that is not what the world is teaching people to ask for today. They're teaching them to ask for things that are fleshly and carnal, that literally separates them from the Father. They're not teaching them to ask for those things that will bring about a spiritual understanding and revelation to their hearts. So when a man hears the truth of Yahweh and he rejects that, he rejects that truth, then he lacks the wisdom and understanding. And so Yahweh said, "What I will do, I will bring a rod to his backside and show him these are the important things." And that is what he is doing in this hour. And he's placing the rod upon his house because we have no sense at all as to what direction he is taking us in. We got every kind of sense to know what the flesh wants. And we are willing and obedient to obey the flesh. But when it comes to the things of Yahweh, then we find disdain for those things. Our hearts are not just set to do what he commands us. We're not comforted by his word. And every word of Yahweh ought to comfort us. It is his word that ought to comfort us. His rod, his scepter. What is his scepter? Do we understand the scepter of Yahweh? His emblem of his authority, his power. I'll read that. Let me read that right quick. I know what it is. I want to read this. It says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. What is the emblem or the power of his rod or his authority? We ought to know this. This is it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. "But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O Yahweh, is forever and ever." And he says in that same verse, "A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." Now that is the staff of Yahweh. It is one of righteousness. He does things righteously. And everything he does is righteously. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore Yahweh, even thy father, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above all thy fellows. So his staff is one of righteousness. And what he does to us is righteous. We don't think what he does to us is righteous. We don't believe that. So that's why we're not so, we don't receive the rod and the correction of Yahweh, because we don't think that Yahweh works in righteousness. But yet we believe we do things righteously, and our righteousness is as the filthy minister rags of a woman. His staff is one of righteousness. His power is based upon his righteousness. His rod is based upon his righteousness. That is what his rod is based upon. His righteous power to govern, to instruct us, to shepherd us, to lead us. Is that based upon something that is unrighteous? It's based upon righteousness. And there is no sin, no guile, or nothing evil in the Father. He showed us that in the Son. For the power of the Son was the rod and the staff of the Father. He did no sin. And he didn't sin. He resisted the powers of hell. He will not fall prey to the workings of darkness. And yet every day we fall prey to that spirit. Why? What things are comforting us? Is it a cookie? A piece of bread or pie? Or some material piece of cloth? Those things shouldn't comfort our hearts. The word of Yahweh, his judgment, his rod, his staff, his merciful kindness to us. Thinking on these things ought to comfort us. Not your sons and your daughters is what he says ought to comfort us. Not your children. These are the things that ought to comfort us. Know what his judgment. Thank Yahweh for his judgment, because it's such a righteous judgment. He's going to judge my son, your daughter, just like he's going to judge you. How righteously. You ought not want him to do it unrighteously. What a blessing that is. So his staff is one of righteousness. His scepter is one of righteousness. Is that based on something that is false? Is that based upon something that is unrighteous? Is based upon the laws and the principles of whom he is. And everything he speaks is so righteous. It is so pure. There's no error in anything that he speaks. Why? Because what he speaks, that is him. What he speaks is him. He cannot speak a false word. He cannot lie. He cannot say anything that is false, because everything he says is him. And he's righteous. And he's righteous. So his staff is one of righteousness. He said, I rule you with a rod, and I take the fatherly authority to place the rod upon you. But I do it righteously. I do it with the righteous anointing, because I'm righteous. It is not something false, and yet you perceive it as to be unrighteous. Why me? What have I done? Well, we have all sinned and fallen. You've come short. His expectation for us falls short every day. Messiah comes. He's looking for an abundance of fruit. You search your own heart and see what the fruit tree is bearing. You search your own heart and see what it's bearing. And the comfort of knowing who you are by his judgment ought to make you rejoice the more. Because that is our comfort, to know that if we are barren, we have no fruit, then we ought to do what it takes to get fruit into our lives. Because he's coming to reap. Whether he's sown or not, he's coming to reap. He is coming to reap. And you better have fruit, honey. It's not going to be your physical stature, your looks, your good looks, or any such thing. He's coming for fruit. That's what he's coming for. And if we will spend more time on that than this old physical apparatus, then we could bring forth some mighty fruit. We could bring forth some mighty anointing. Spend too much time on the things that are going to die. Man's soul shall never die. That is the thing we ought to spend time on, preparing our soul prepare ye to meet your way. We need to be prepared for that, brothers and sisters. Nothing else. All these other things are very temporal. They are going to be dissolved. Everything. All of it is going to be dissolved. So we need to take time and spend time preparing to meet Him and doing what He says. Now this is Yahweh's righteousness. Look at this, what it says in Proverbs 13:24. I know you know this, but I want to read it. He says this. Proverbs 13:24. Now Yahweh doesn't spare the rod. He said, He that spare the rod or spare his rod, he hate his son. Now that's what he's saying. If Yahweh spare the rod, then he doesn't love you. But he that loveth him chasten him betimes, or he discipline him properly. Properly he discipline him. When we do wrong, he properly discipline us. That's what his rod does. And we ought to be comforted by that, to know that he disciplined us and keep us straight. When our attitudes become vile and filthy, he properly corrects us. When he causes the reproof and the rebuke to be spoken unto you, he is properly bringing a rod upon you to show you your sins, to bring judgment. And that ought to comfort our hearts to know that he is comforting us. He's causing our sins to go before us and not behind us, brothers and sisters. And so what a profound thing that is. What a great father he is. He doesn't spare the rod. He wants us to know who he is. That he is the father of all. He wants us to know that. And that is his portion of comforting us. His rod. He said, if I don't comfort you with my rod, I don't love you. If I spare that rod, then I don't love you. And that's scripture. That's even in the natural sense. A father, mother spare the rod, they don't love. And that's just it. Now, you don't abuse that, but you do use the rod. That's the comfort of the child. That brings comfort. What? Because it brings discipline and obedience. It shows them the excellent way to walk. That's what it does. And when you spare the rod, it's because you don't know how to love. This is a generation that doesn't even know what love is. What they call love is so false and so erroneous. It is filthy. It's vile. It is not even love. You know, I was talking to one other day. The man that gave the first offering to this ministry many years ago. He gave the first $100. He gave the first piece of equipment for me to begin broadcasting, recording and broadcasting on the radio. He said to me the other day when I saw him, he said, Pastor Roberts, I hadn't said, told you. Now, this man's wife has never in her life used drugs. Yet she is hooked on crack cocaine. I say, what in the world happened? Well, because I tell you, your daughters, you better begin to pray and watch your spirits. You began to complain. You began to murmur about this and that. You're not submitted and subject to your authority, your husband. Then you open up your soul to every kind of vile, evil thing there is. This woman has never done crack a day in her life. Yet she's out there working with this wicked world. And these men, how they speak their charming words to her. She found herself smoking crack, hooked on drugs. That's a sad thing. That's what this world is doing to them. He began to tell me, as we fellowship with Mount Zion, you all know them, how even the preachers' wives down there are getting pregnant by men outside, but by men that they work with. You know, we never intended. Why? Because the husband complaining about how she looked. You're getting fat. You got this on you. You got cellulite. Man, don't you know you helped put the cellulites there? Don't you know you helped made her fat? They complaining about that, so they getting confirmation from some other men, sleeping with other men. What a shameful thing it is that this world today, saints, is that way. It's a corrupt one because the comforting of Yahweh doesn't satisfy the heart. And so when Yahweh brings the rod to them, they begin to hate him. That's what fools do. They despise correction. That's why this is a generation that despises any kind of correction. You get upset when there's any kind of correction. That's what the rod is for. He said, this is my sure comfort to you that I correct you. And we don't want Yahweh to correct us. And that's what he's telling us. This is your assurance that I'm comforting you because I'm correcting you. And I would take my rod. Well, how do you do it, Yahweh? Well, I didn't do anything wrong. Well, my rod and my scepter is based upon my righteous authority. And what I do, it is righteous. I won't do anything to provoke you. He wants the fathers not to provoke their sons. So he will not do anything to provoke us to do evil or to do wrong. He sent forth his rod to comfort us. Well, what? To correct us. Because he sees the way we're walking. It's not a righteous way. It's not a pure way. This world is evil. It is a corrupt world. And unless Yahweh corrects you, my friends, you're going to lose your soul into hell. You're going to go just like the world goes. I will never do that. I tell you what, you speak by your own strength now. I can do all things through Messiah, Yahshua, that gives me strength. And that's how I can do all things. When you go away from the word of Yahweh, then you're not being led by him. When you begin to do things according to your own mandate, you're not being led by him. Not at all. That's what this whorehouse, this church attitude is today. Why? Because men don't speak the correction of Yahweh. They don't use the rod of Yahweh. Well, he gives the men of authority his rod. I want to show you something. It says in Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. I want to begin reading. It says in Exodus chapter 4, and Moshe answered and said, he's speaking to Yahweh. He said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor will they listen or hearken unto my voice. For they will say, Yahweh have not appeared unto you. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, he said, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. He said, I got a rod in my hand. And every man of Yahweh has a rod. He said, I got a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground and it became a serpent. And Moshe fled before it. He ran. He was fearful. He ran. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and he caught it and it became a rod in his hand. Now what Yahweh was trying to show the man, now I show you the works that you're going to do. And not according to your strength or power, Moshe. I'm the one that's going to do it. All I need you to do is just speak what I tell you to do. And if we would just do what he tells us to do, he would do the work. He would finish the work in us. It's because of our rebellion. It's in the witchcraft spirit. How do you think a woman goes out and have a baby by another man and has a husband? That's filthy. Because she becomes rebellious. And she opens herself up to every kind of witchcraft spirit there is. She becomes stubborn. And this polluted generation will do anything. Let me tell you, my friends, the women are worse than the men. They're more whorish than men. I'm talking about married ones now. That's where the adultery has been committed today. It's not as much as the man. It's the woman. They're filthy. They're vile. They're unclean. Why? Because the world pollutes them that way. It corrupts them that way. It makes them that way. Why? Because they will not do what the word of Yahweh says. He intends for them to take care of their home. Submit to their husband, obey, and do what he says. He intends for the husband to love them. As they do righteously. And they get a little cellulite, so what? What do you have? And some men talk to their wives. And so they go out and do things like that. Some man tells her, you sure look good today. Boy, you're pretty. And because she is silly, laden, full of sin, she fall prey to that. What an abomination. What a sinful thing. What a corrupt thing. Yahweh is not pleased with those things. I speak to the shame of those that say they love him and say they walk in holiness. What a sad, sad shame it is. That's why young men and young sons should not be seeking a wife. When a man seeks the kingdom, he will find in the kingdom just what Yahweh intends for him to have. Seek ye first the kingdom. She never set his affection on that. Never. He just said his affection, his love, his desire on the things that are above and not on the things that are sensual and temporal because those things are temporal. Marriages are temporal. In the kingdom, there will be no marriage or given in marriage at all. And I bless Yahweh for that. Thank you, Father. Bless him for that. He said to Moshe in verse 5, he says, verse 5, that they may believe that Yahweh, the father of your father, and the father of Abraham, and the father of Isaac, and the father of Jacob, have appeared unto you. And Yahweh said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand in thy bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. I want to drop down for expedience. Verse 17. He says unto him, and thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. He said, and the rod shall be a sign, and you will do signs, because this is your comfort here. This will let you know that I am with you. His rod, his correction, saints, is a sure sign for this generation that he is with us. When he corrects you in your sins, and he shows you your sins and your iniquities, we don't want that. We don't delight in those things. And we ought to. We ought to thank the Father. When he shows us our weaknesses, then we can work on those things. We can let him know, because I'm weak, that I'm made strong because of you, Father. We can begin to work on those things. We began to strengthen ourselves. How? Well, in the faith. That's how you begin to do. Strengthen yourself in the most holy faith. That's how you began to strengthen yourself. You will never strengthen yourself in the natural carnal things. When things take you away from the living word of Yahweh, you will never have strength. And that's all the world does. It takes you away from that. Everything that our minds ponder and think upon, it takes us away from that. He said, Moshe, this is a sure sign. And this is your comfort. Come on, the man ran when the rod became a serpent. Yahweh said, you get back here. Put his hand in, it became leprous, white as snow. Put it back and it was normal. So Yahweh was saying that the rod or this authority should be based upon what I tell you to do. That is your scepter. That is your emblem of power. That is your surety of power. You do what I tell you to do. That's our power, because we do what he tells us. You can't do anything contrary. And we do many things contrary to what he tells us to do. We do many things contrary. And we ought not to do that, brothers and sisters. We truly get the Spirit of Yahweh, we will hear what he is saying unto the assembly today. When we truly get the Spirit, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. We will truly hear what he is saying today, brothers and sisters. And we won't reject that. We will not at all. He said, Moshe, and thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. They will be done by my might and my power, and they will know that I am with you. And this will be your comfort. You don't have to fear the death. You don't have to fear opposition, because I'm with you. I am with you. He says in verse 20, and Moshe, when he went and he took his wife and his sons, and he set them upon a donkey or an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moshe took the rod of Yahweh in his hand. It is his rod, his scepter, his staff that comfort us. And Moshe, all he had was that rod, that authority of Yahweh. What? Do what he tells you to do. What he commands us to do, we do that. What he instructs us in, we receive that. That is our comfort in this hour. The rod, the scepter of Yahweh. His scepter is one of righteousness. And he will not tell you to do anything that is wrong. He will not command us to do anything that is wicked and corrupt. Everything he commands us to do is right. Even though we may feel like it's not right, it's right what he tells us. The thing that we don't perceive that is right what he tells us to do. Especially when it comes to us. When it comes to you. When it comes to your brother or your natural sister, your family. We don't think he's right on that, but he's right. That's your comfort, because he's going to judge you. He's going to judge them. That's our comfort, saints. And that's the truth. And Yahweh did that. And that was the comfort of Moshe. He judged Egypt. And he judged Israel too. He just didn't judge Egypt. He judged Israel as well. And what was his strength? Well, his rod. The rod of Yahweh. And we need that not in our hands, but in our hearts. That's why Messiah said, you can't be left comfortless. You need the Spirit. You need the always anointing. And it will guide you into the truth of whom the Father truly is. And you will know that I come in the Father's name, His authority. And the works that I do, I don't do them of myself. I do them because the Father gives me power and instruction to do these works. These are not my works. These are the works of the Father. And the works that we do, we don't do them by our own strength. We do them because the Father gives us the anointing to do it. Messiah said He will pray to the Father and He will send another comforter. He knew who He was praying to. The Father. And Moshe took the rod in his hand. The rod of Yahweh. And we need the rod of Yahweh in our hearts. We don't need it as much on our backs as our hearts. We began to get it on our backs because we're fools. We just don't do what He commands us to do. We don't obey it. We go in our own ways and doing what things we perceive that are right. And that's not according to Yahweh's will. I want to read this quickly. Proverbs 23:13. It says, withhold not correction from the child. Now that's what Scripture says. Don't even hesitate. When they need to be corrected, you correct them. Now speak to all your parents. You don't do that. You ought to do that. You don't withhold correction. It says, withhold not correction from the child. And Yahweh will not withhold correction from us. Correct me in thy judgment. And not in thy anger. That's our comfort, His judgment. It says, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shall deliver his soul out of hell. Now that's why He comfort us. His rod comfort us. He's keeping your soul out of hell. A filthy generation that's rebellious. We're children. We act like children. And He said, that's the reason I don't spare you. I show you your sins. I hear the things you're doing. I want them to be known. And I'm going to beat you with the rod. I'm going to correct you. That's the only way that's going to, I'm going to preserve your soul out of hell. And we don't want Yahweh to correct us. We get angry when He corrects us. Because our spirits are foolish. We walk as foolish men. You don't walk as ones that love your way. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction should drive it far from him. We get foolish in our ways. We talk foolish. We act foolish. The Yahweh said, this is the comfort that I'm letting you know what's in you. And I'm going to draw that foolishness far from you. How? The rod. Why are you doing that to me? Because of my scepter, I'm righteous. You know that I'm righteous and what I'm doing is righteous. He's going to have to correct us, brothers and sisters. Judgment began first in the assembly. If judgment first began here, first. Where shall the unrighteous, the unholy, and the sinners appear before Yahweh? And yet that doesn't comfort us. This judgment doesn't comfort the people today. It doesn't cause their hearts to rejoice. Because we're not looking for comfort that way. We're looking for comfort in a bowl of cereals or something sweet to satisfy the sweet tooth. Not the soul. We're not looking for comfort that way. We're looking for things to satisfy the natural man. That turns against Yahweh constantly. And Scripture tells us that the rod of reproof give wisdom. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. That's the only thing that's going to give us wisdom. That's why there's very little wisdom today. Because we despise the rod of reproof. And that rod of reproof ought to comfort us. It is the authority of Yahweh to correct you. Moshe went down into Egypt and he corrected the Egyptians. He corrected the house of Israel. And he sent forth the rod of reproof. And when a man receives the rod of reproof, it brings wisdom. He gets wisdom. That's why there's very little wisdom today. Because men don't like reproof. They fight against the Father. They reject Him. And they have disdain for Him. I want to close with a couple of verses here. The Scripture says in Job, chapter 5, verse 17. It says, behold, happy is the man whom Yahweh correcteth. Therefore despise thou not the chastening of the Almighty El Shaddai. When Yahweh corrects a man, he ought to be happy. We're not happy when He corrects us. Why? Because correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth Yahweh's correction shall die. And so that's why they die spiritually. Their lives, their light, There's no life in them. You can hate the rod of Yahweh. That's our comfort when He brings the rod. It is not to disappoint us. It's to comfort us and to let us know who's doing it. He does it according to His word, His scripture. He doesn't do those things according to what you think is right. That's our comfort, saints. It's not in these trivial things of this life. Our comfort is that He corrects us. And by His rod, we get wisdom. That's why many folks don't have wisdom today. First of all, their parents didn't correct them. They have no sense of understanding or direction. Because the mom and daddy didn't spank the backside like they should have. That's why they're full of folly and foolishness. And they despise the things of Yahweh. And so when a man of Yahweh speaks unto them, they have disdain for that. He's going to use His rod and His staff. They are the comfort of this generation for His people to keep us out of the wicked way and from doing things that are corrupt and evil. You see how easily your heart is polluted. Why? Because it's deceitful and desperately wicked. It craves wickedness. You lie on your bed, some of your thoughts, you see how, provoke some of your thoughts sometime. And I'm provoked by the hearing of the word of Yahweh. They're provoked by things that are evil and wicked and depraved. And so His rod corrects us. He said, do it my scepter of righteousness. I do that because you need it. If I leave you in that way, you're going to bring shame upon New Jerusalem. You leave us to ourselves, we're going to bring shame. And we are left to ourselves, we bring shame, shame, shame. And we do shame for things. And that ought not to be. We ought to do things that cause His name to be lifted up. The city that sit upon a hill that cannot be hid. And His name ought to be exalted in the city. It was exalted in Jerusalem. And that's where the name of Yahweh ought to shine bright in our hearts. Why? Because we're comforted by His rod and His staff. It is by the judgment of Yahweh we remember the judgment of old, and we are comforted. It is by the merciful kindness of Yahweh that He comfort us. In judgment there is merciful kindness, because He could have sent you on to hell. That's the mercies and the kindness of Yahweh. He could have cut you off in your sins. That's His merciful kindness. And we don't think about it that way. You headed to do your own thing. He could cut you off doing your own thing. He's cutting off millions today. He's cutting them off because they're doing their own thing. May Yahweh give you strength and peace. May His comfort fill your heart. May the Spirit of Yahweh fill your soul, and that you allow His anointing to lead you and not be led by your own fleshly carnal wisdom. Because it is sensual, your wisdom. It is devilish. It has no spiritual values to it at all. And that is the truth. We need the wisdom of Yahweh. May He bless you. Give you strength and hope in your heart, saints. We're going to need that in this hour. We're going to need His comfort. We need the comforting of Yahweh. You know, parents, when they comfort their children, they stroke them. And parents give them a little something sweet. That's what they do. Give them a piece of candy. Give them that. What Yahweh gives us is life. After He put the rod on her, He gives us life. He gives us hope. He breathes restoration in our souls. Yeah, that's what parents do. They give them a little piece of candy. They do something what they think is sweet for them. That's no comfort. Not one bit at all. May give you strength. Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. I don't take nothing back either. I'm not afraid of any of y'all, okay? Not afraid of any of you when it comes to that. I'll tell you the truth. That's your strength. Yahweh bless your people. Go with them all, I pray. Give the brothers rest that have labored today. Mighty rest in Messiah's name. I bless you. Yahweh bless you all. Thank you.